Well, joining me in studio this evening to take a closer look at the equities picture and the kind of trading activity that played out today is independent analyst Frans de Klerk. Thanks so much, Frans, for joining us in studio today and filling in, I guess, ahead of talking technical the next half hour. Let's start off with the currency scene, because so much of the focus on the currency markets right now, whether it be when it comes to attention on the rand, the euro, or the dollar, and I guess where you want to start, your pick.
Yeah, Alicia, I think, you know, we look at the rand and we all surprised about the strength of the rand. But in actual fact, a lot of that rand strength is also dollar weakness. Because, I mean, the dollar is almost on a very bad, you can almost say, path. And that's what's forcing all the other the commodities as well and the rand to become stronger. And I looked at the rand and I had a level of about 12 rand 82, 12 rand 84 for my target to the downside. But what we've seen here, the moment the rand started to break below that 13 rand level, it was almost that it was heading to that 12 82 level, and I saw this afternoon it started to weaken a little bit, I mean, because it's so overbought, and I'm not a fundamentalist, I looked at the charts, but I've seen over all these years that when the rand is getting to such a point where it's so overbought, it's maybe the time to look at maybe move some money offshore if you really want to, because it gives you a few opportunities to get so stretched, the indicators, that it gets to a point where weakness creeps in, and I, for me personally, it will be 13 rand, and the big level will be 1322. But be surprised if the rand carry on, because we've seen this is a momentum market. I mean, we've seen it in the Dow, we've seen it in the S&P. What we've seen, all the commodity shares, the moment momentum takes an instrument in a certain way, it goes much farther where you say, okay, but it must stop here, but it goes another 5-6%. So if the rand carry on, there's a level of 12 rand and 32 cents. I mean, that's 12, another 60 cents down. Yeah, yeah. 11.32.
Okay.
That it can get to, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay, so that the rand, while we focus on the dollar weakness and the kind of impetus that's brought to, the local unit, we've also got to focus on the euro strength we're seeing. I mean, the ECB decision and commentary today driving the euro to three-year highs against the dollar. How closely are you watching that situation? Because a lot of what plays out there depends on monetary policy at the end of the day.
I think if you look at all these central banks, they're almost in a tight spot. America, we spoke earlier about it, America is in a spot, I'm sure they want to raise interest rates, but they don't want to. Why? Because there's just no inflation. But they also know that the markets cannot carry on. But on the European side, I think the German economy is really starting to show a lot of impetus there. And I'm more positive on Germany, but I saw now it came back today almost 1.4%. But it's almost a theme that you pick up from the Dow and the S&P. And the reason why I'm saying that is every day the Dow and the S&P, in actual fact, we almost on 500 consecutive days of almost, you can say, advancing markets there without a 5% correction. That is almost a world record. So what it means is all the markets are going up and all of them are almost ticking up with the Dow and the S&P. But for me personally, if I must pick a place to put some money in, is maybe Europe, because it looks like the central banks there are getting nervous about all these policies. And I know that they know it's almost like a camel. It just goes on going. It cannot carry on the way they're doing it now. And I think it's rather sooner than later that they will turn out and say, listen, we'll have to stop this. We need proper economics running the markets again.
While it is that optimism around economic growth globally that's driving and fueling markets higher, you've got the resources complex moving in the opposite direction, and of course being weighed down by some of the currency movement we're seeing as well. Amidst it all, Anglo American was out with its production report for the quarter to the end of December, and quite a few standouts there, amongst a lot Kumba iron ore in particular.
You know, you're mentioning gold there, and I'm looking at that chart with quite a serious eye, and the reason why I'm doing that, there's, and now this is more fundamentalist, but there's an inverse head and shoulder that's playing out that gold can maybe go to above $1,400. And what I'm seeing there is, yes, the commodities are running, And gold is starting to go now, but what is gold? Gold is a safe haven, mm-hmm. and gold is telling us that there is some informed capital somewhere around the world that's nervous, and they're starting to move in that direction. But I mean, look at Kumba today, up 8%, and it is a big company. It is with a quite a high stock price as well, but it just shows you the optimism around commodities. And look at Anglo. I mean, if you look at Anglo's price a year ago till where it's now, beautiful chart, Exxaro. And you know what's the beauty about it? That's on a strong rand, on the back of a strong rand. I said to myself earlier in the year when they really started to buy the commodities, I thought, okay, they maybe buy it in anticipation of a weaker rand. Wow, I mean, they just came in and they bought it on a stronger rand. So we're in for interesting times there.
Certainly are. Thanks so much, Frans, for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, that was independent analyst Frans de Klerk. Let's shift focus into the international arena now. And with that, we cross to Bronwyn, who's standing by with the latest news from the Deutsche Welle team in Frankfurt, where all eyes, of course, were on the European Central Bank today. Bronwyn.
Thanks, Alicia. We had the European Central Bank keep policy unchanged today. In focus, though, was the strengthening of the euro. A strong currency could weigh on inflation and so put years of work by the bank and stimulus at risk. For more, let's cross to Ulrich Bass at the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. Ulrich, expectations were that the ECB was looking to raise interest rates at some point. So did ECB President Mario Draghi give any indication that this would still be the case given the strength of the euro?
No, exactly the opposite was true. The ECB and Mario Draghi made sure to make the point that the interest rates would stay at the present level for an extended period of time. That's the wording. And he said also well past the time of net asset purchases. That is well past the time that the bank is planning to buy up bonds from the Eurozone. And for the moment, that's scheduled to end in September. So even after that, rates start to remain low. I think the higher euro probably put a dent in the plan to make some indication that at some time the ECB would ease up. But as you said, the stronger euro counteracts its policy for the moment.
Of course, at the back of everyone's mind is also who will take over from Mario Draghi. It does seem a bit early to be speculating, as this will only happen next year, October. But nevertheless, it is something that is already under discussion.
Yes, it's early days, but the discussion has started and it's all over the papers. And it's not really all that surprising, since it's a very important political question. And the job is arguably the most important economically oriented job to be had in the European Union and the Eurozone. And one of the prime candidates being mentioned is Jens Weidmann. He's the president of the Bundesbank, the German central bank. He's already been a member of the ECB Council, of the governing council, and he has lots of experience. He's well trained. He has the confidence of Chancellor Merkel, who he served in her chancellery for a number of years. The problem is he's a proponent of strict monetary policy. And that's not all that popular with all the countries, especially the countries that had programs. But then again, by the time he's in office, it will probably be time to make the policy stricter.
Well, we'll have to see how that plays out. But in the meantime, though, German business confidence rose unexpectedly in January to match a record high reached in November. Is this surprising at all, given that there is still a level of political uncertainty in the system at the moment?
Yes, it is surprising when you just look at the overall number that the IFO Business Climate or Business Confidence Index yielded. But it's made up of several components. And when you look at the current situation, yes, there, the 7,000 companies, business leaders polled were very confident. And the present situation is great. When you look at the employment, companies are actually looking for qualified people to fill jobs, not finding them. And economic growth, motor along. But when they look at the months ahead, then I think you do see the effect of political risks, for example, that a government hasn't been formed yet in Germany. On the point of looking ahead, the business confidence was less pronounced. It actually went down for this month.
Ulrich, let's leave it there for today. Ulrich Bartz is from Deutsche Welle. And that's a wrap of your global markets news. It's back to you, Alicia.
Thanks, Bronwyn. Well, that's all I've got time for you for this hour. After the break, it's Talking Technical. I'm back at 7 o'clock with your news. We'll also be catching up with Goldman Sachs South Africa's Colin Coleman, talking about why Goldman Sachs rates South Africa as the emerging star of 2018. And we talk to the newly appointed chair of KPMG South Africa as well. So stay with us.